Cannabis 2.0, the names you have never heard of. Now, you probably heard of Canopy Growth and Aurora, but a bunch of other big names. But there's also a lot of other unique companies that might be interesting if you want to diversify your cannabis industry portfolio. Toronto-based advisory firm Tormont Group is bringing some U.S. players to Canada's markets. Patrick Wood is Tormont Group's CEO. Hello there.
Hey, how are you?
Big picture context. Cannabis is now legal in Canada. The big cannabis stocks had an enormous run-up and a bit of a pullback. Is now really the time for us to be talking about adding any stocks in this sector?
Yes, absolutely.
Why?
Couple of reasons. Just like any kind of revolution that happens in a new industry or a new technology, there's going to be a rotation to new companies and new innovation.
Is rotation a synonym for heads rolling through the streets, you know, the bloodbath that we have seen for some?
You know, if you look at the past, yes. And I think the same holds true. So if you look at the tech boom, it's not the right thing to compare this to, but it's the last thing that people remember very clearly. This happened over the last couple of decades. And you had a huge amount of companies come out in the HTML space. It was a very revolutionary, you know, kind of market movement at the time. And after all the carnage, you know, after everyone did lose their heads and, you know, people were jumping off of buildings, what came out of that were the real bellwethers, the ones that really made it in the long run, the Googles, the Amazons, etc., the companies we're all familiar with today. No one remembers 90% of the companies that were part of that tech boom that happened back in late 99, you know, 2000. So same's going to happen with cannabis.
You were
now
quoted on BNN Bloomberg recently saying that you think there's a day of reckoning on valuations. Is that just the pot producers or is this a sector?
That was very specifically directed toward the sector itself, more particularly around the producers. I mean, the producers make up most of the sector. Let's face it, Canopy, Aurora, Tilray, you know, Cronos. I mean, these are big growers. These are farmers. So the day of reckoning, you know what? We were pretty spot on with our timing there. Most of those companies are off 30-50% from that interview. And I think that's because, you know, there's enough of a trade, and the trade itself has kind of worn thin. So investors have now decided, look, you know, this is too much speculation. Tilray running from, you know, 17 a share up to 300, it was too, you know, in about a week's time, it was too much. And I think with any trade like that, you're going to have, you know, a huge exodus going in and a massive exodus running out. So what we're interested about is where does the money go now?
Yeah. Right? I used to work in the packaged goods industry. I used to work on Pampers diapers. Hooray for me. And when you look at packaged goods, you know there's the marketers, there's the retailers, there's the transportation companies, there's the IT providers, there's the people who, you know, sell the raw materials. How do you carve up the bits and pieces of the cannabis industry? I'm sure there are some that are pretty integrated vertically, but many that are not. How do you carve up the little subgroups within that broad?
So it's a great question. And the first thing you do is you go to a place where cannabis has been sold for the last several years. And that's not Canada.
Amsterdam?
Amsterdam, I wouldn't use that as the right
Washington
example.
Or Oregon.
I would use
Colorado.
Yeah, I would use Washington State and Colorado.
Okay.
I mean, they're the most gentrified and certainly the oldest of the rec states in the U.S. They've been you know, selling cannabis
recreational?
Recreational, yeah, okay. Sorry. But they've been selling cannabis legally for over several years. And as such, everything that could evolve in that space has evolved there. So new innovations, new technologies, branding, distribution, things that we don't yet have in Canada. And what we have had, and it's a very strange dichotomy, Canada's raised all the money for farmers, essentially, but the real technologies, the real businesses have been created in the States. They've been running successfully in the States, and they've been navigating through this ecosystem that we have yet to even start with in Canada.
You were talking about the tech analogy. How do you identify the Amazons and avoid the pets.com?
Great question. Business model, management teams, absolutely. You know, is it a business that makes sense? Is it scalable enough? And is it innovative enough that it has the valuation to it? And let's face it, a lot of this does come down to valuation. You know, Canopy, Tilray, et cetera. I mean, the valuations for these companies to actually sustain their share prices at this level is way out of whack with reality.
Which isn't a commentary on their business or their business prospects.
Not at all.
Or on
management or on board or anything like that. It's just the fact that this was the first real way that investors globally could invest in cannabis. So now we've said, look, let's look at these industries that have been operating successfully in the space, that have very cheap valuations, that have great business models going forward. Why don't we bring those companies to Canada? And that's what Tormont Group does. We identify who those companies are in those states where they've been operating federally compliant, by the way, because we only look at companies that are 100% federally compliant. We're not interested in border issues and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But as such, you know, once again, a company, you know, that creates software and that has been successfully marketing software and selling it within those states is something we want to know about.
We've got two names that that you're celebrating or selling or whatever you call it. For Canadian investors, they can't buy shares in these companies.
Not yet. Not yet. So we have right now several companies in the U.S. who we are actively about to take public in Canada through the, you know, the CPC and RTO listing process in Canada.
So RTO?
Reverse takeover process in Canada. So
they'll buy a mining company.
I'm sorry?
They'll buy a mining company?
No, not necessarily. In our case, what we look for is specifically TSX Venture companies. And the TSX Venture has a great program called the CPC, which is called short for the Capital Pool Company Program. And it's essentially the creation of a shell that at some point that shell needs to make a qualifying transaction. And that qualifying transaction is essentially reverse takeover. So the shell actually issues shares to the U.S. company in this case that's
right.
coming in to go public.
So one of the companies is POS a bit.
POS a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming POS is point of sale?
Yeah. Well, it stands for point of sale a bit.
Of sale a bit. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. So here's my cynical side. I looked at their website and they have the cannabis reference, you know, that they do POS for cannabis retailers. It sounds very much like when the companies just added .com to their name back in the late 90s, or when they added crypto to their name like a year and a half ago. Is that what's happening here?
Yeah, no, not at all. So pause a bit. If you look at a recreational state today and you go into a dispensary to acquire cannabis, you are essentially dealing with a cash business because it's still federally legal. It's still a Schedule I drug in the U.S. Banks, credit unions, not credit unions. Actually, I should say a lot of credit unions are probably some of these guys' best friends, but banks, credit card companies are adamantly refusing to do transactions within that ecosystem. So what Posabit has done is they've developed a very, very innovative and leading edge workaround to that. And it's a payment solution that uses crypto at the point of sale, that if you come in to buy, let's say, your cannabis at a store, you can now use your credit or debit card to acquire, in this case, Litecoin. And Posabit prints out a quick little wallet. It's a paper-based wallet. That paper-based wallet is then used to acquire your cannabis right at point of sale. So it's a quick 5-second transaction, but it's two transactions. It is a workaround to the lack of debit and credit use in the stores.
And why is that an opportunity in Canada? Because here, well, it's legal, transact away.
Yeah, well, you know what? Who knows what will happen in Canada and where Posabit will fit in Canada. The opportunity in Canada is the fact that Posabit will be listed here and trading here.
So they may not do any business here.
I would say probably not. It's not in their business plan at this stage. But I'll tell you this. I mean, next year, just on a pro forma basis, they're going to be coming out in the marketplace at less than 2x on their top line sales. So if you compare that to anything else out there, you're talking about a very, very cheap multiple on what essentially is a technology company.
MetaCan is another name. What's that?
Yeah, very, very cool company. MetaCan has probably, they certainly have, from what we know, the only Controlled Substances Act, DEA, and FDA compliant CBD product that's currently sold in over 2,000 stores across the U.S. And Medican is very compelling to us because it is the only CBD product that actually...
CBD?
So CBD is, well, there are two types of derivatives from the
versus
cannabis
plant. THC?
Plant. Yeah, THC is
listen
the stuff that...
I'm so schooled.
Well, you know what? We wouldn't be having this conversation if we had THC right now, but if we had some CBD...
We could do that?
Yeah, we'd feel pretty great.
My chronic
pain
would disappear, which I do not have?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if it works for everybody, but certainly the studies, and there have been over 1,000 of them, they all say that, you know what, it works very, very well. And it not only helps with chronic pain, it can be an absolute solution to the opioid crisis. You name it. There are many, many uses there. But what really is exciting about Medican is the fact that their product is the only one that kind of checks all the boxes off. So they will be, you know, as a partner to a large company at some point, they're the absolute perfect solution.
Right.
Not only that, you know, that market for CBD, if you go to Google Trends as an example, CBD is the only thing that over the last, you know, several years has continuously gone up.
You know, my takeaway from our conversation is just how much thinking needs to go into this space. This is not one that one can buy without doing the due diligence on the specific part of the business these companies are engaging in.
Yeah, you're absolutely spot on.
Interesting. Patrick, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Patrick Wood is the CEO of Tormont Group.